Radio MD. RadioMD.com. From sobriety to self-care, it's Rewired Radio. Here's Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. The road to recovery is paved with many challenges, from staying sober to rebuilding a life that will support recovery. While there are many exceptional recovery programs and support systems out there, recovery coaching is a unique approach that many may find helpful. My guest today, Mike Baychuk, has personally struggled with addiction and today is a recovery coach helping so many people. Using a very open and intuitive approach, he is easily able to connect with clients to help guide them to a supportive and successful life of recovery. Mike is here to explain what recovery coaching is, and we'll also talk about people who may find it most beneficial from this hands-on approach in recovery and just on a path of health and wellness. Mike, welcome to the show. I'm so grateful and happy to have you here today to talk about this.
Hi, Erica. Thanks for having me. I'm very excited to be here also to share knowledge about recovery coaching and get to explore the field a little bit with you.
Yeah. So, I mean, I know that, you know, we both work in this field and there is so many different paths to recovery and to health and wellness lives. And I know that, you know, a lot of people sometimes needs a little bit more handholding and, you know, I know you do that. So can you explain exactly what you do and what recovery coaching is?
Of course. So recovery coaching, the main reason for it is that not everyone out there in recovery is going to be perfect for AA, the 12 steps, and the different types of recovery programs that are available. So, and even with those programs, for people that are in them, if they need extra support, they're really needing somebody to talk to, they want to have somebody that they can reach out to, you know, any time of the day. A recovery coach is perfect for that. And the big part of it also is that a recovery coach is going to help you in your recovery because we're going to be challenging you and pushing you to continue to grow and move forward in that recovery rather than getting to that plateau or stagnant level that a lot of people in recovery do reach.
Absolutely. And that's so important. I'm so happy you mentioned that because I think that a lot of people that I come across reach that kind of, they hit a wall or they just feel like uninspired and they don't really know what to do next. And sometimes they're starting over with new jobs, new relationships, new environment, new state. You know, they live in a totally different place. And so to have, I guess, someone there also to hold you accountable, wouldn't you say? The accountability factor?
Yes, it's really good for accountability because, again, if you're questioning something, if you end up in a situation where you've gone out with friends and they've started to order drinks or something and you start to feel really uncomfortable, which you didn't expect, then at least that way you have hopefully we've worked on some different ideas to have if there's a problem or if you're starting to worry or you're starting to get any cravings, but also that you can excuse yourself from the table and you can go outside and give me a call or send me a text message and ask for some support or worst case if you know, you need someone to come pick you up because you weren't the one who drove, and I'm available, I'll come and get you or set up something for you, an Uber, whatever it takes to get you into a better situation.
Yeah, and I'm so happy that this kind of option is available because I think that, you know, this is really the biggest investment that people could make in themselves. This is life or death for many.
Right.
And you know, why not give yourself every chance you could possibly give yourself to succeed, you know, to plant those seeds and really create those pathways, which is what I believe in, you know, obviously, I talk about in my book. But you know, those pathways, have you found that people that do kind of invest in this, extra step have more long-term, kind of stability?
Yes, they definitely have a much longer term sobriety, most likely, and if they find it easier because, again, they have that person to reach out to. So if they feel like they're in a moment of crisis or they're starting to lose control or they're starting to spiral or they get flooded, they have somebody that they know is going to be there and they know that they can count on, which a lot of people who, you know, go to meetings or have sponsors, it's definitely, you know, you definitely have the support and you have the community, but there's not that same level of guarantee that someone's going to pick up the phone. And with the coaching,
of course.
Yeah, exactly. And with the coaching, you know that that person is going to be there for you and is going to get back to you as soon as possible. And they're going to also have the tools that you need to help calm you down, to help put you in a different path, to help get you into a better space so that you're not in that craving in that moment or starting to spiral in the wrong direction.
And what else have you found since you've been in this industry for a while? And I know that you work at a center. You want to tell us a little bit about what else have you found that, that does add to the recovery coaching? You know, what an addendum to, or what else do you recommend for people that are listening out there?
Right. So, I mean, if, with the recovery coaching. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. No, if they're just starting on this path, what do you recommend is my question.
Well, I definitely recommend, I mean, because a lot of the people that I work with are either, you know, a year or so sober into their recovery, or I'll work with people who are just coming out of recovery centers, being an inpatient for 30 to 90 mm-hmm. days. And the biggest thing is making sure they have a good plan in place when they come out. Mm-hmm. And a recovery coach is not enough. You know, you want to be working if you can, and you can put it together. It's great to have a therapist in conjunction with a recovery coach so that your therapist mm-hmm. can continue to work on those issues from the past and really get deep into that work that you need to do from the past and heal anything that's there, while the recovery yeah. coach is able to focus on the present, how to move forward, yeah. preparing. And those are two that work great and go hand in hand, along with making sure you have meetings and making sure that you have a sponsor. And a real big part, too, is making sure that your friends and family understand what you're doing and why, so that they can support you in a healthy way rather than putting you into awkward situations or not understanding and making you feel like an outcast. As long as they know and they are supportive, you'll feel much more comfortable.
Yeah, and it sounds like a recovery coach, and I know a therapist for sure, can help that with that family therapy, with the family kind of outreach if
right.
need be. Right.
Because yes,
I think it
exactly.
is really. Yeah, I think it's an important discussion for everyone that's listening out there to know that this does bleed into our families and it does affect everybody. And I think if the families are educated and that they understand what addiction is and what the process is about how when someone changes their identity in their life, then it makes it much easier for that person in recovery to kind of move forward. If right. Yeah. If there's an
right.
understanding.
Exactly. The family, because the family piece is huge. And with the recovery coaching, the nice part is that a lot of therapists, you go to their office and you have the hour or two, depending on what you have set up. But with recovery mm-hmm. coaching, we're able to go to people's homes. We're able to interact with their families. We're able to cross. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, go on. Yes, go on.
We're able to cross over a little bit more into people's lives and help them in the day-to-day events and the day-to-day, you know, planning, so that I can meet with a mom, I can meet with a dad, I can meet with a loved one, I can meet with the support system too and be part of it, because the boundaries for coaching aren't as strict, so I'm able to go in and meet with everybody
yeah.
to help coach everybody, which makes it a lot easier too for people to understand and be involved in that recovery.
Oh, that's so awesome, because that really is so important. And I do actually really love the fact that you don't have all these rules and regulations, and that you kind of can become, you know, with boundaries, become kind of,
right.
you know, a trusted person within the family unit or the community that's working with this person. So that's also a really nice plus. And also just to mention, you know, if people aren't into the 12-step program or don't want to sponsor, just to have a community of some kind is important. And I think from what I know about what you do is that you could help someone find that path for themselves as well. So thank you for being with us today. I just want to let everybody know they could find you at serenitytraumacenter.com, correct?
Yes, thank you. It's a
Serenity
great program.
Serenitytraumacenter.com. And do you have a personal email or something if someone wants to get a hold of you?
Yes, you can email me at Mike@SerenityTraumaCenter.com, or a little bit easier, Mike@MikeBaychok.com as well.
Okay, wonderful. Well, thank you, Mike, for this really informational and important discussion. So happy that we got to talk about this today. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. I'm Erica Spiegelman. Thank you for joining us, and stay well.